So this last piece is called Why I Did Civil Disobedience at Wall Street with the War Resisters. Over a 500,000 Iraqi civilians killed as a result of this catastrophic war and occupation. 4 million others forced to flee their homes. It doesn't seem right America whoops or wails daily about consumer overconfidence, second home sales, bull markets, business as usual. I got to Wall Street, holding my aching back from previous day's march. I wasn't sure whether I was well enough to join in, but an electric impulse at base of spine seemed to surge me forward and urge me to sit. A recent poll showed most Americans believe under 10,000 Iraqis have been killed. Which home planet's TV reality shows are those purple patriots watching? While America's soldiers come back homeless and wounded, Halliburton execs make millions and move their castles to Dubai. Will someone please introduce a bill outlawing private contractors making more money than the troops? In his essay on civil disobedience, Thoreau said, "Let your life be a counter friction to stop the machine." Everyone knows the Democrats were elected to Congress to stop this war. But it seems like most of them are still wandering lost in Congress's basement halls. Continued U.S. occupation serves as a recruitment tool for extremists and as a blood-boiling pot for hundreds of thousands of families that have lost loved ones since 3-1903. All suspect rightfully Bush wants oil rights and permanent military bases. In the police van heading to the holding cells, there was a great spirit of camaraderie among activists meeting for first time in plastic handcuffs, coming from a dozen different traditions to the same stock exchange, street corner, sit down determination. Under current levels of chaos and destruction, 7 hours in police vans and holding cells seemed like a small form of existential penance an American could pay on the 4th anniversary of the war. On the electric viola, the gamba, Diego Bollino on the drums, my good pal Elliot Katz on the voice, myself, Russell Branca. Thank you very much, and thank you for the War Resisters League. And remember, jazz means peace.
Thank you, Russell Branca, for organizing this night and the six-week Jazz Means Peace series. And before you leave, pick up some literature for the War Resisters League. From the War Resisters League, keep in touch with them. If you have any extra funds, make an added donation to them. They're a great cause and a great group, and they do a lot with a small budget, so if you can't help them out, thank you for coming.